They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 35, verses 17 and 18. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from their fierce attacks. Protect my life from these lions. Then I will thank you in front of the great assembly. I will praise you before all the people. Have you ever felt that God has completely forgotten about you? Perhaps you've seen God blessing all the people around you and are wondering when it's going to be your turn. If you've ever had those thoughts, then you'll understand where David is coming from. He's had a succession of crushing experiences and is desperate for God to step in and to sort things out. Waiting is never easy. But when things are going so painfully badly, it's much, much worse. Time and again in this psalm, David cries out to God to fix the situation. But what impresses me is that as he waits for God, he doesn't lose confidence that God will at some point step in and answer his prayer. He's sure that the time will come when he'll be praising God for his deliverance. Samuel Beckett's famous and despairing play, Waiting for Godot, introduces us to Vladimir and Estragon as they wait for Godot. They wait and they wait, and he never turns up. It's all hopeless. That's not our situation. At times we do have to wait, and it's hard, and it's discouraging, and it's not what we would choose. But God hasn't given up on us, and we can be sure that God will respond to our prayers and answer us. For that reason, like David, we can continue to have confidence in God and trust him with our future. Waiting feels like a complete waste of time when it's happening. But the truth is that as we wait, our relationship with God is strengthened. If God always answered us immediately, we'd never need to develop a relationship with him. However, as we wait on him, with the confidence of knowing that he will certainly respond to our prayers, our relationship with him becomes stronger and more robust. So let me ask you a question. What have you learnt in the times when you've had to wait on God? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that just like David, we can wait on you with confidence, knowing that you do hear us and will answer. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.